President Biden goes toe-to-toe with China's leader. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I didn't find him more confrontational or more conciliatory. I found him the way he's always been, direct and straightforward. And do I think he's willing to compromise on various issues? Yes.
The president and Xi Jinping talked for more than 3 hours ahead of a summit of G20 nations in Indonesia.
We're going to compete vigorously, but I'm not looking for conflict.
The White House says President Biden objected to what it called China's coercive and increasingly aggressive actions towards Taiwan, the self-governing island Beijing claims as its own. President Xi is said by Chinese state media to have insisted that the Taiwan question is his first red line and at the very core of his country's interests. The two men also agreed that a nuclear war should never be fought and can never be won.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The president also took questions after the meeting. Asked about Ukraine liberating the city of Kherson from Russian forces, he called it a significant victory.
I can do nothing but applaud the courage, determination, and capacity of the Ukrainian people and the Ukrainian military.
The president also commented on the midterms.
There's a strong rejection of election deniers at every level, from those seeking to lead our states and those seeking to serve in Congress.
Democrats kept control of the Senate with at least 50 seats. In the House, 18 races remain undecided. Republicans would take the majority if they win six. Police are searching for a University of Virginia student accused of killing three people and wounding two more in a parking lot on campus late last night.
Right now, there is a shelter in place here in Charlottesville at the local elementary schools, at the middle school, the high school. All of the community offices and city offices are closed today. Classes are canceled. People are being told to shelter in place as they look for Christopher Darnell Jones Jr.
That's Fox's David Spunt. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
On Wall Street, a mixed bag to start the week after last week's big gains and included an 8% NASDAQ surge. Well, right now, the NASDAQ is down 90 points. The S&P 500 is losing 10, but the Dow is up 16. The price of oil is down a dollar. It's back under 88 bucks a barrel, while gas dips a fraction. AAA's national average for regulars at $3.77 a gallon. 13 cents lower than a month ago, 3 cents lower than last week, still 36 cents higher than we were paying a year ago. Elon Musk remains in the spotlight over his controversial changes and layoffs at Twitter after he took over the social media company. He's also being taken to court over one of the other companies he runs, Tesla.
A Tesla shareholder claims Tesla CEO Elon Musk's record $56 billion pay package is too much without a full-time presence from the billionaire. A judge in Delaware will decide if that deal made back in 2018 can be struck down, as Richard Tornetta argues Tesla's board set light performance targets. Tesla argues the package has brought the company a substantial increase in shareholder value. The judge in the case is the same Delaware Court of Chancery judge who oversaw Twitter's recent lawsuit against Musk that ended with Musk agreeing to buy the social media company for $44 billion. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
At the box office, a record opening for a November movie.
A long-awaited Marvel sequel debuts at number one.
Killing you will risk eternal war.
He's coming.
Disney's Black Panther Wakanda Forever, opening with $180 million in domestic ticket sales, making it the second biggest opening of the year. Worldwide, the sequel earned $330 million. Black Adam drops to second place, adding $8.1 million and bringing its domestic total to over $151 million.
That's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.